Block stock surges 8% on Q1 beat. Despite first loss in 3 years, Jack Dorsey's Block, XYZ, climbed roughly 8% in the session following its Q1 2026 print, even after the company posted its first quarterly loss in 3 years. According to a Cointelegraph post on X summarizing the report, the headline beat on analyst estimates was enough to overshadow softer Bitcoin revenue inside the Cash App business. Crypto markets, by contrast, did not get the same lift. As of May 8, 2026, BTC was trading at $79,546, down 1.66% on the day, with the broader fear and greed index sitting at a neutral 46. A beat that nobody expected to look like this. Wall Street had braced for a tough quarter. Block has spent the last year working through merchant churn at Square, restructuring inside Cash App, and absorbing higher costs from its Bitcoin and lending pushes. The Q1 release flipped the script on the bottom line in one direction and the top line in another. Earnings came in ahead of consensus on stronger gross profit per active customer and tighter operating expenses. But the print also recorded the company's first GAAP loss since 2023. The 8% pop tells you which line the market chose to read. After-hours buyers focused on the operating leverage story. If Block can show this kind of beat in a quarter where Bitcoin revenue declined, the implied earnings power on a normal BTC tape looks better, not worse. Bitcoin revenue is doing exactly what it is designed to do. Cash App's Bitcoin revenue line is mostly a pass-through of customer BTC purchases. When users buy more Bitcoin, top-line revenue inflates without much help to gross profit. When they buy less, revenue contracts and the optics look ugly, even though the unit economics are unchanged. That dynamic has been reasserting itself for 2 quarters. Spot BTC volumes on U.S. retail venues have cooled since the late 2025 highs, and Cash App's BTC tab has tracked that move. The Q1 print confirmed the pattern. Bitcoin revenue declined year over year, but Bitcoin gross profit did not collapse at anything like the same rate. That is the same disclosure pattern Block has flagged in prior cycles, and it is the reason the stock can rally on a Bitcoin revenue down headline. For context on how thin the actual margin contribution can get on crypto-linked top lines, see how SoFi's Q1 crypto revenue dynamics played out at 121.6 mil, with costs eating almost the whole line. A different shape of crypto exposure than Coinbase Block's quarter lands a few days after Coinbase posted a $400 million Q1 loss on a revenue miss. And the contrast is the interesting part. Coinbase is a pure-play exchange whose revenue is directly tied to spot trading volume and stablecoin balances. When volumes go quiet, the model has nowhere to hide. Block's crypto exposure runs through a different surface, a consumer wallet inside a payments app, a custody and conversion layer, and a Bitcoin-aligned brand identity that Dorsey has stretched into hardware and self-custody adjacencies. Q1 shows the practical effect of that mix. Lower BTC engagement hurt the optical revenue number, but the rest of Cash App, Square's seller business, and BNPL through Afterpay carried the quarter to a beat. That structural difference matters for anyone trying to read crypto-adjacent equities right now. A Bitcoin revenue dip at Block is a softer signal than a trading volume dip at a venue like Coinbase, because Block monetizes the broader spending and lending flow around the customer, not just the trade. 2 open questions in the filing. 2 things the Cointelegraph summary does not yet quantify, and which will matter when the full filing is parsed. The split between Bitcoin gross profit and Bitcoin revenue. Investors will look for whether the gross profit line held up better than the headline revenue, which would confirm that the decline is volume-driven, not margin-driven. Any commentary on the BitKey self-custody hardware product and Block's mining hardware initiative? Both are early stage but represent the company's bet that Bitcoin engagement is a hardware and infrastructure story over time, not just a Cash App buy button. For users who hold a card linked to crypto rails, none of this directly changes day-to-day spending. But it does sharpen the picture of who can afford to subsidize crypto features when retail volume goes quiet. Companies with broader payment surfaces have more cushion. Pure exchanges and pure crypto issuers feel a slow tape much faster.